casa, su casa.
This is the show some 100 million people tune in to each day, El Show Cristina. It broadcasts out of Miami and is among the most popular shows in the Spanish language. Viewers in 18 countries throughout Latin America, Europe, and the U.S. are devoted to talk show host Cristina Saralegui. Over the weekend here in Washington, she was honored by the Hispanic Heritage Awards in a ceremony at the Kennedy Center, among other things, for her commitment to AIDS education and research. Cristina Saralegui joins us in our studios. Welcome.
Oh, hello.
I gather that your audience is, I guess this would be true of all the very, very biggest divas, know you by your first name.
Oh, my Lord. You know what? My last name is long. It's Basque. It's kind of hard to pronounce. So that's, I think, why this ended up being this way.
Well, let me, you know, plunge in to the show and talking about the language, actually. Having a Spanish language audience, is that different than, say, the audience for Oprah and Phil Donahue?
Well, it's very different, not only language-wise, but format-wise, because it's very international in scope. If we're going to be doing a story on children that live on the street, homeless children, we will bring in kids from Colombia, you know, LA, everywhere. I even bring people in from Spain, Chile, Argentina, and of course from all the different countries of origin in the U.S. So of course we have very different types of Spanish. So I have sort of developed a Spanish that is really not spoken anywhere, but everybody understands. And it's very colloquial, it doesn't sound like a dictionary, but it's sort of like it's understood by all. And that's very tricky. But before this, in my other incarnation, I was editor-in-chief for Latin American Cosmopolitan magazine for 10 years. So we developed that there because the magazine circulated in 23 countries.
You know, for the English speakers among our listeners, you can give us an example where there might even be a hitch, you know, where you have an audience member using a word that maybe another audience member doesn't either understand or maybe is offended by. Has that happened?
Yeah. Well, for example, just talking about something as plain as beans, you know, food. In Cuba, you call a bean frijol. In Mexico, you call it frijoles. In Puerto Rico, you call it habichuelas. In Chile, you call it poroto. So imagine the insanity of having to do a recipe. Now, another thing was with the words that are offensive. Guagua in Cuba means bus, but in Chile, it means baby. And coger is a bad word in Mexico. And in Cuba, it means to grasp, the verb to grab. So when you say in Cuba, coger la guagua is to catch the bus. And in Chile is to have sexual intercourse with a child. So that's what I have to deal with every day of my life.
I have read that you, a few years ago, got bomb threats. I mean, pretty extreme reaction when you brought on to the air a gay couple. And I think married them in a sense, I mean, presided over them, a union.
Well, it was very funny because I do what's in the news. And I remember that particular time in Hawaii, they were all debating whether to pass the gay weddings law. So when I saw that, I thought, well, this is a good show. And I did a gay wedding show. I remember after that, Barbara Walters did it, Oprah did it. In fact, even Friends had a wedding, a gay wedding on the show. But we just did it first. And God forbid anybody in Spanish could do something first. So, you know, we didn't get bomb threats there. We got 1,500 picketers. What can I say? I rattle a lot of cages. I just think that it's important that people think.
Well, you know, there's been some news this past week, which is that the Latin Grammy Awards announced they take the show to L.A. because they were worried about risking a big protest by Miami's Cuban community when Cuban musicians and artists came over from Cuba.
Right.
Have you done anything about that on the show?
No, let me tell you, I would gladly tell you my thoughts on the Latin Grammys, period. I don't think they should be a Latin Grammys. The last American Grammy looked like the Latin Grammys because they all, to get ratings, had all of our stars there, from Gloria, Mark Anthony, Jennifer Lopez, Ricky Martin. I mean, what is a Latin Grammy? What they need to do is just have a Grammys. You cannot have a Latin Oscar. These are institutions.
Your personal story is really quite fascinating. Born in Cuba, fled with your family to Miami as a young girl, as an adolescent, mm-hmm. But born into a big newspaper family. Your grandfather was a newspaper owner. I mean, you could almost call him a newspaper baron, wasn't he not?
Yeah, they used to call him the paper czar in Latin America.
Is it true that at a certain point you had to drop out of college in Miami because there was only so much money to go around and it allowed your brother to
mm-hmm.
attend?
Yes. You see, what happened was, my dad was an adventurer, And that guy did business, like stay 2 years in Saudi Arabia and build stuff, you know. He would be completely broke one day and another day he would be a millionaire. And I think as I was growing up, I saw that like maybe six times. So in one of the times, you know, I had 9 credits to go and my dad ran out of money. So he called me up and he said, look, as a Cuban father, I have to send your brother to college. He's going to have to support someone someday and somebody's going to support you. And my brother went to Valley Forge and became an engineer. And I never graduated from college. That's called machismo. It's still around.
When you were setting up your show 12 years ago, you were asked by the network to go and get rid of your Cuban accent.
Yes, I was. 70-some percent of Hispanics in the U.S. are from Mexican extraction. So my boss thought that they might not understand me or get offended. And then I told him, look, I am a feminist. I've been in print for like 30 years. You know, I'm not a professional radio personality. I'm just Christina. That's why you brought me in. So, you know, I'm going to be me. And you tell me if I have a job here, I should go back to my desk where I've been very happy for many years. Another problem I had was that I was very blonde and very white with green eyes, like all my family, because we're from the Basque country in Spain. And we used to get hate mail when we went on the air at the beginning. My own people were saying things like, oh my God, how dare you say you represent us when, you know, you're not brown. And I told them, look, it's in my heart. We won't even talk about my rear end, which is like Jennifer Lopez's. And this is my Latino parts. And I just love you and you'll see. And it just took me 6 months for them to understand that I was kosher.
Christina Saralegui, thank you very much for joining us.
Renee Montaigne, I love you. Thank you.